Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tiger resurfaced over the weekend and had most of us thrilled as hell yesterday when he took a one-shot lead for about 5 minutes. it was just watching the British Open, even forgetting about Tiger, but you know, all the big names on the board, and you know, they cut to this shot. I mean, there was just great play, great competition. Going, not that many great shots, so to speak, but it was cool to watch. I mean, you had guys, Spieth imploded. It was a seven. All he had to do was shoot par. He wins it going away. You know, he shoots a 76. Molinari, the last player to win a major without bogeying on his final 36 holes since Elkington did it in 95. He was terrific. And, you know, Justin Rose early in the morning, you know, does what he does to get in the loop. And
Rory made that eagle, he could putt,
right,
he'd won it.
Probably a little dancing by Rory. But look, let's face it, whether you like it or not, the story is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods ends up, tied for third, in a six-way tie for third. And he had it. Somebody on Twitter said, well, he choked again. You know, he didn't choke. I mean, he had the lead. I don't think he realized he had the lead. He all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he got a little too aggressive and he pulled a drive and he tried the flop shot where he ended up with a double bogey. And I think he was, brazen by what he did out of the bunker the hole before. So he tried the incredible shot that Johnny Miller said, just get it out and take your par. Worst comes to worst, you get a bogey. And he ended up flopping it. And, let's be honest, as bad as the decision it proved out to be, another 4 or 5 inches, and it's a perfect shot. An incredible shot. But it wasn't. And he double bogeyed. Then he came back and bogeyed the hole. So those two holes, he was done. Like, he missed a putt on 18. He would have ended up in a tie for second, but it wouldn't have made a difference. He would have won. But you know what? I don't care. It was just great. It was great theater to see him in it again. That's what you watch golf for. And I don't, you can talk about all the great young players and things like that. People are still compelled to their televisions to watch Tiger Woods. It's going to be interesting to see what the ratings were.
They're going to be huge.
I mean, look, a lot of people go to church in the mornings. I understand that, but still, people watch Tiger Woods. That one shot he had out of the bunker where he had to, swing the club so freaking hard to get it out of there. And
that was a great shot.
It was a great shot.
Over the creek or whatever they call that thing. Listen, I got to tell you, it was awesome. Like, I'm not a Tiger guy.
I know you're not.
Like, you're either a Tiger guy or you're not. But I was cheering for him because it was really fun to watch.
Yeah.
With that being said, I agree. Listen, he didn't play aggressive pretty much the entire round, right? Like, he used his irons pretty much off every tee box. He was conservative and left them with second long shots, but he was fine with that. I thought Tiger Woods was great. But it still makes you wonder if the guy can finish. Because you're 100% right. I wouldn't call it a choke, because maybe he didn't realize he was in the lead and he was inches off away from a great shot. But this has been the constant with him. Maybe it's just the last thing he needs to figure out before he gets that back to being Tiger.
It looked like he got his putting back this week.
Without a doubt. I mean, that was a good move to switch to the mallet putter like three tournaments ago. Mm-hmm. But it makes you wonder, can Tiger finish? Because what was the great thing about Tiger back in the day? He was mentally tough.
Yes.
Is he still mentally tough? He doesn't look like he is, at least
not
right now.
No, but look, as he said, I don't think it's an excuse. And some people will say, he's just saying that. To see where he is now as opposed to where he was a year ago, it's incredible.
I'm with you.
I mean, look, I've never had back surgery, but people who do tell me it's, you're done, basically. For him to change a lot of the things he was doing and still be competitive. Look, is he going to win another major? I don't know. Is he going to contend for another major? Yeah, I think so. I think he's going to be in. He's going to have a few more top tens in majors. No doubt.
I hear you, but you do wonder.
Is he going to dominate? No. Is he going to break Jack's record? No.
But that's all fine. He still goes down as one of the greatest, if not the greatest ever. However, you ask the question, will he win another major? The only thing Tiger Woods is judged on is majors, by his own accord.
Correct. That's
what he says.
Right.
And you wonder, okay, is Tiger going to fool around and be in the running and be able to complete it like he was yesterday? Like, was that his chance? Was that the time?
It might have been his best chance because I don't know, you know, we got the PGA coming up. It's in like suburban St. Louis where it's right. Like 100 degrees. The Carnoustie was very favorable to a lot of his strengths, so to speak. Because guys who are bombing him, if you didn't keep the ball in the fairway. And look, that's what he did most of the tournament, which he usually doesn't do, was drive the ball, whether it was with the driver or the irons, left or right, and he kept it straight, which is pretty hard to do. But it was just great theater.
It's great nostalgia.
My ass did not get off the couch most of the day yesterday.
Nor should it.
Well, I did like at 9 o'clock, we left at like 8:30. It took like an hour walk with my wife, my daughter, and our dogs. But I had the phone with me just to check where he was going. But by the time I got back, he was it was like the seventh hole, so it was cool. We have some ticket texts on the Tiger Woods deal, then I basically thought that the story of the British Open was Tiger Woods. Not to downplay anything Molinari did or anybody else, but people disagree. But see, I'll explain in a second. I'll read these texts. Like it or not, the story wasn't, in capitals, Tiger. He is irrelevant. The only people that watch him are stubborn boomers living in the past. Irrelevant. I don't think he can be irrelevant when you have the lead on the back nine of the last day of the British Open. Or the Open, if you want to be a golf snob. From Sammy at work. Wrong again, Stoney. It wasn't about Tiger Woods at all. It always gets high ratings. Give credit when credit is due. I want to go out on a limb that I'll say the ratings yesterday were probably a lot better than they have been the last few years. Would you agree, Jeff?
This is everybody. Absolutely. This is everybody's dream.
I don't understand.
Everybody loves nostalgia, right. Stoney. And this was 1999 all over again.
I'm a golf fan. I'm watching anyway.
Well, of course.
Okay? And Sammy, you're probably a golf fan. You're watching anyway. This isn't about people who actually will sit and watch like the John Deere, okay? This is about, mainstream America who are not going to watch even the majors that much. But if Tiger Woods is in contention, they are going to watch. Woods still compels most sports fans.
Well, it's
maybe not golf
story.
Fans, maybe not golf geek fans, but most sports fans.
It's the great story that Americans love. Guy used to be the greatest, then he slept with a bunch of pancake waitresses and obviously had back surgery,
yes.
Lost his family, and now he's back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the story. Everybody loves right. The comeback story, and now the only question is, can the dude win a major again? It was giant
news. I want to see him win a regular tournament again, not necessarily a major.
Well, yeah, I would agree.
Just the fact for me, okay? And I think most people, unless you're a Tiger hater, or one of those who think it doesn't make a difference who's playing, the golf is golf and whatever, who didn't even believe the whole Tiger Woods fad anyway. It was a little more than a fad. People love watching him. They do.
There's something about...
And there are people like Tiger haters, like Ryan, who says if Tiger would have played like crap, he would have been hurt. Enjoyed his double bogey on 11.
And that's fine. That's what makes it great,
but
by
you're
the way.
Watching.
Yeah.
It's okay to have a villain.
Dude, you have, and exactly, like some people Phil's the villain, right?
Yeah.
Mickelson, and God, he was awful yesterday. But
not really.
It wasn't great.
There's one under.
It wasn't great. It wasn't great at all.
Not too many people were great yesterday.
But you have the chance to, A, hate a guy, watch, or you love the guy and you watch.
Right.
The one thing that you know is whenever the ratings come out, they're probably already out now, we can maybe find them, is they're through the freaking roof. Because Tiger did something that... Even though you probably thought it was possible, you really didn't think you were going to see. And that was, like you mentioned, being first place of the British Open with, what, six holes to play?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. It was huge. It was giant.
You can hate them all you want. You can sit there and say it doesn't make a difference. Who is playing golf in a major? the majority of people are going to watch. More people are going to watch if Tiger Woods is involved. Is it overkill at times? Absolutely. I don't think they showed him any more than anybody else yesterday. I mean, they went bounce from hole to hole. I mean, for everybody.
It was great. There were so many big names, Spieth and Rory, yeah, and Justin Rose and Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. It was awesome if you're a golf fan or you're a sports fan. But I think the majority of people watching were probably golf fans, right?
Yeah.
They watched the Open, and it's awesome that it's so early. I love that, by the way.
It is great. You wake up, and it's on.
Yeah, all sports should be in London. Or Scotland, because it's like 6 hours earlier.
Yeah, all Tiger games too, so we could have our shows preempted every once in a while.
Yes, that's a great point. But if you're watching yesterday, and let's say you were, I don't know, watching Shawshank Redemption on TNT for the 5,000th time, or you're watching Friends on TBS, or you're watching SportsCenter or E60, because we know the Sports Cave isn't on anymore. It's like now a nighttime thing. If you're looking for something to watch and you get the tweet, Tiger Woods in first place,
yeah,
you know you're turning over to
absolutely
that.
Even if you're turning on the hope, but it's not true or that he loses.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.